Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
I'm in the live stream. It is Thursday, April 29th, 2021. I'm here in the live stream with Delete the Elite. I'm Coding Dad, Jan Eric, Richard, and Rolo. Forgot how to move. He should come shortly.
No, I'm going to help him.
I'm here, guys. I'm here.
I know.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
Cheers, Rolf. Hey, Rolf. That's a Rolf.
G'day, g'day.
He does a show.
Hey, what about Tom
Dalbro?
Did Tom Dalbro make it over? Where's Tom gone?
He should be in here.
When you introduce the show, make sure you put the year, because if someone ever finds this audio...
Oh, yeah, 2021, yeah. Yeah,
if someone ever finds this audio in, say, 200 years, if you don't say the year, they might... Like saying the month and the day doesn't really mean anything future, does it?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's almost like...
I think the year is actually more important than the month and the day. So we're in day... I think we're in day 400 and something of the lockdown here in Ontario, the biggest province in Canada. And
I can't find Tom at the minute. Where the hell is Tom? Can we get rid of the bot, Fred Boat Patreon? What Patreon?
Why do you want to get rid of the bot? What do you got against the bot?
Because he's a bit annoying, you know?
What has he done?
Richard, ask the bot to play Counting the Beat.
Richard, as a moderator, you should know how to use the bot. Do you know how to use it?
Mm. Well, you know, you've not trained me, so, you know, I've got the bot in my hands at the minute, and
Ab will teach you exactly now. Ab, teach him how to use the bot right now.
Rolo will teach you, because Rolo should know.
No,
too.
You got to go into the bot.
I think Rolo was using it for a little bit.
I was. Shall I kick him?
What?
No way! No, wait a second. I got to teach you something. You can't use kick or ban, because it knocks them off the server. You can't do that. If you want to get them out of a room, just move them.
I realize
don't kick anyone, because then they had to come back to the front door, and that's a nuisance. I just want
Tom to come back, because he's always got value, but I've lost him, and I don't know how to...
You want a what?
Tom Dalbro.
He wants Tom Dalbro to come back.
Tom is really smart. He'll figure it out. Don't worry about Tom.
Okay, mate.
If he wants to be here, he'll make it here.
Okay. How's your day been, Ab? It sounds like good news.
Like I said, it's not over yet.
Okay.
It's been okay. It's been raining. Dogs and cats and mice. Small animals today.
It's been sleeting here. In the UK, end of April. Unusual. Jan Eric, how's your day been, mate? How are you, fella?
I'm good.
Yeah. It was a pretty good call last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I loved it how at a certain point you and Miss Tom got into it.
We got into what?
No, debated. Yeah, it was nothing.
How's your day been? We're asking.
It's been okay, but I've learnt that I got a phone call from my mum, and she can't.
Right.
She went to the consultant at quite a good hospital, and
right.
she said to me that it's not going to change. She's with a frame the rest of her life. You know?
How old is your mum?
My mum is 79. My dad is 90. and he has to go up and down stairs, looking after her all the time. So
your dad is 90? 90?
My dad is 90. You might remember me years back. I think you.
What did he marry a teenager or something back in the day?
I think she's 13, 14 years difference. And
seriously, how old was your mother when your dad married her? I'd like to hear that.
Not a question I can answer now.
Why not? That's a good question, isn't it?
It's a good question, but it's late here, mate. And I struggle with dates and struggle with...
Richard, just say they've got good genes. Good genes. If you're going to live that to that age, ripe old age, it's got good genes.
Either that or they didn't drink.
Oh, good point. Thanks,
Dad. My dad, he never went to the pub, and the most he will have is like one.
Rolo, when you go, I hope you give your body the science, because they really have to figure out how you...
You reckon?
How,
all right.
How
I'm going to leave my body to you, Ab.
No,
I'm going
to
leave my body to you.
Send it
you
to
can
the
drop
lab.
It up.
I really want to know. Everyone should know how you made it this far.
I know, it's incredible. It is incredible. Yeah.
It's
you're
like,
a walking miracle, Rolo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Richard.
You have a bionic liver.
It's an absolute exception, you know? Exception to the rule, you know? So that's off to you, Rolo, mate. Well done. Well done surviving. Yeah,
I knew a guy that didn't drink, but he drank a lot of diet soda, and his liver exploded in his 40s, and he died within a week. So, what you do to your liver is just—it's a miracle. But maybe your alcohol is way better than say aspartame. I'm guessing
aspartame is dangerous if you drink it too much.
Yeah.
I think Ab's talking about Michael J. Fox. Michael J. But he lived. I mean, it fucked him up.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, but look, exploding livers.
I'm talking about somebody I knew. I knew him for a few years. He drank gallons of Diet Coke or Pepsi. I don't know which
one. Oh, good Lord.
And his liver just exploded one day.
Yeah.
Isn't Trump now drinking...
What's in diet soda? It's that aspartame.
Doesn't Trump drink a lot of that Diet Coke? Wasn't that his thing? His drink?
I have no idea. I've never met the guy, but I know a lot of people drink a lot of diet something because they think it's good for them.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Purple Play, if you want to chime in.
Hello, Purple Play.
Hello, am I here? Did I make it back in?
Of course you did. You weren't banned. You were never banned.
Now you got me all
interested. What did Richard do now?
What are you talking about? You made me intrigued.
What? About
no, what? No, it was before it was guys talk. And
what are you intrigued by?
I'm on the fence about this.
Rolo's liver.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
leave my liver out of this. Yeah, Eric, leave my liver out of this.
I'm waiting for Rolo's liver to join the Discord on its own.
That's a very good point.
I was really in the trenches today.
that's almost what we were talking about on the private room before, you know.
Yeah.
So purple plate. No offense, but it was guys talking heavy stuff, you know. Not that you couldn't withstand it, but it was just, you know, it was like a. So imagine the pub. We'd have our little booth. You know,
they're trying to talk about the problem with women today. Do you have anything to contribute?
I think I could have given them some really good info on that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I agree.
What exactly do you want to know? I think we're all fucked up. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah,
I think you're right. I think you're right.
By design. It's not natural, though.
We've been messed with.
Absolutely.
After the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I am Stephen Hawking from Oxford, England. You are listening to Ecologist Radio at ecologist.com.
This scares the shit out of me. I can't sleep when I hear that bumper. Please, Ab.
You know, Tom Dalpro was pretty close with Stephen Hawking. Hey, we were talking mentor.
What do you mean by that, Roland?
We were talking mentor before. Purple play. Have you bleached your butthole?
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Right, Rolo.
I can't say
right,
I have.
Rolo.
I'm glad. Hey, purple right. play. I'm glad you haven't. Because right. leave it natural.
Rolo has, though.
Oh, thank you, Yoss.
Right, so purple play.
You're the man.
This is the kind of conversation we haven't before, which is why I didn't bring you into the room. Is that okay? Purple play, you know? I mean, I'm sure you can handle it, but at the same time, it's a bit...
Yeah, you know, I used to listen to Dr. Drew. He used to have a radio program probably about 10 years ago, maybe more. And
awesome.
Yeah, they used to talk about this kind of stuff. It was quite eye-opening as to what's happening out there in the...
It was quite third eye-opening?
Well, and then...
I'm just thinking about that. That was not
a good choice. It sounded very gay to me, yes. Yeah. It sounded like all the guys were going gay. And I'll bet if Linda were here, she would probably have good
sounds
input.
Like the downfall of a society.
Totally.
But yeah, that's just like they've been messing with the women, they definitely been messing with the guys as well through all the porn and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's over the top.
They have this romantic shit served to women, and they have porn to men.
Yeah, they got that 50 Shades of Grey nonsense.
Really,
they got the guys looking at too much porn. It's like women can't compete with that. Not to mention, they don't want to compete with it, and they, you know, the guys, they just, I don't know, women have been told they're going to do everything, and the guys are not needed for anything except for maybe a little bit of exercise here and there. It's just nuts.
Yeah, but they also have expectations of the romance, which is fiction.
Yeah, that's true. No, actually, not even that. What they want is a rich guy who's going to, like, take care of them, yes, and handle all their money problems, but they don't want to put in the work of, you know, the reciprocal of, you know, making the dinner, cleaning the house, or,
taking care
of the kids. I mean, all that stuff. Oh, that's beneath them.
Guys, gold diggers are the worst. My mother was screwed out of my her later years because of gold diggers. You know, gold diggers, because my father was very rich. My father's a millionaire 10 times over. And for good reason, too.
What did he do for his mind? He make all his money?
On the train system. He built the trains in Australia.
Wow. So he's a railroad tycoon. I played that video game once.
My father is a millionaire 10 times over, but a gold digger ruined his relationship with, so when my mother and father, it was just the worst. I can't stand people that are just in it to get a bit of money that they didn't deserve. They didn't fucking deserve, you know? And just because my old man couldn't, you know, let the little head... Richard, let me tell my face. My father let his little head talk for his big head, and it was fucking pathetic.
Are you bitter about it?
I'm still fucking cranky about that, you know?
Yep, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. I see it almost every day out here because there are a lot of wealthy men, and that's...
Can you blame your father?
Well, I didn't blame him. I mean, I was a little bit young at the time. I didn't understand how disgusting and disgraceful it was.
You didn't realize what was happening.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. And you know, who had to put up with
appalling.
It? My mother, you know, was crying day after day, like, you know, and I was the one that had to put up with that. I had to put up with it.
Roman, does that affect your life in any way today?
Hey, let Adam speak.
We made him cry.
I was just going to try to make a joke that if we legalized polygamy, maybe that could have been avoided. Just add it to the harem. Just, you know, like back in the day with the king. If you're rich, you're supposed to have a few girlfriends, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, they practice that in Africa and in the Gulf states now.
The wives fight. I watched a show called Big Love, which was a show about a fictitious family in Utah where I guess it may or may not happen. And the wives, they always fight.
Hmm.
But you know what?
Yeah,
in the end, they become best friends.
Yeah, but, I mean, the women, aren't they supposed to have their own section of the house? And, you know, it's fine if they want to fight.
Well, if you're rich enough, these guys all had their own house. They're all joined in the backyard, and they had about 500 children. The most exciting part of the show is when a new girl comes into town. That's when things get really interesting.
Isn't one of those famous boxers, doesn't he have like a mansion full of like, you know, 10 of the girls he got pregnant? No.
I don't know. I'm just talking about, you should watch Big Love. It was on about 15 years ago, back when I was downloading TV shows, or I think I might have got them on DVD or something back in the old days. Pretty good series.
Yeah, but is that the way to live? Yeah.
Well, they think it is. There's lots of ways
I don't think it's the way to live. I think
You can't do it anyway.
Well,
your government won't let you.
Well, I've got a harem here, but I'm gonna just for you, Ab, I'm not gonna bother with the harem tonight. You know.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not actually the worst situation. I have a friend who has four wives. They're all in Africa because it's allowed in his religion.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, if one of the young girls doesn't work out, he just gives her back to the family. That's how it works.
When in L.A., I know some guys who are like rock star level players. You know, they're not famous, but these guys are just, you know, next level. And they're not necessarily against marriage, like in any kind of moral sense or anything, but they're more against it because then you can't cut the girl off, because one of the best ways to get a woman under control is to just cut her off. So if you had a harem, if you had a few girlfriends, you could rotate and keep them in line.
Well, my friend says it's better just to have a bunch of girlfriends on the side and not support the children, because he supports all his children. He has a lot. Now, mind you, it's cheaper to support them over in Africa because he can't bring them over here easily. And actually, they don't want to come here. And it's actually a lucky thing, again, that they're not here, because I think where he's from, they're not playing the COVID game over there. But they're all with their family, and he supports every one of them. So his argument is it better to just to screw around on the side or make it official and actually support your children? And it's a pretty hard argument to argue against. So.
I would argue against that. I think that men and women are designed to be together. I'm not talking about gays or all the rest of it, but you know, I've still got a little bit of hope that I'll meet someone, and you know, she'll be all right. You know?
Hey, there's Farce. He's on camera.
What?
Man. I guess he didn't realize he was on camera.
I think he pressed the wrong button. Sometimes we've all pressed the wrong button.
Thanks for that. I don't know how. Yeah, I think if like one person's in video mode, then it goes. So it's always Rallo. He's got to be in video mode. If he's not there, then it's like regular, you know, but whatever.
Rallo's here in video.
I don't ever need to be in video.
Yeah. You might not want to go there, pal. I think you're wiser than that. You know, you might want to go there. So, how are you, pal? Are you well? You well, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How's the job going?
Kind of,
the new job.
I don't really understand the polygamy thing. It probably wouldn't work for me.
I think it's too confusing.
I don't see how it could be illegal. wants to have a bunch of women.
You break it up quite a bit, but I just wanted to ask you how you new shop is going. But anyway, we'll talk about polygamy tonight.
I would suppose it would be okay, again, consenting adults, but usually they get those girls in there so young, I don't think they really realize what they're getting into.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost borderline criminal.
It's almost like pedophilia, I mean, in
So criminal, criminal.
It's a cultural thing, though. It's criminal in one country, it's totally legit in another one.
For me, I'm just a simple guy. I prefer just have a nice girl. Maybe she comes with baggage or kids, you know. I'll accept that if she's okay by me. And, you know, I don't need lots of different women.
But you grew up in a culture where this was normal, Richard. And your mindset would be totally different, you know. We are a product of the culture we are grown in.
Yeah, but it's also a gut feeling.
Culture is like a petri dish, you know.
Yeah, but it's
not
true.
Well, how long has it been that you can purchase someone, a girlfriend for hire, so to speak, for a few hours?
Forever,
that's
I think.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. It's a world so professional.
Exactly.
I'm guessing that it happens for women as well, but I don't know. I've never...
I knew a guy who was working as a gigolo in Oslo for many years.
Gigolo, wow.
He had sex with rich women because they're men who were always working, and he had a... Yeah, they spoiled him. He made a lot of money.
So he was doing well, huh?
I guess.
I could see that.
But I think isn't life complicated enough? So, you know, I'm just maybe I'm just a bit old fashioned. I think it's best to have
you're such a prune, Richard.
You know, oh, fuck off. Come on.
You kind of are,
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's the British side of me, you know. But I've also lived, as you know, I've lived abroad and
the stiff upper lip thing.
No, I just think as I get older, I just think it'd be nice to have a companion, and if she comes with children, that's okay, you know, that's okay. And I think it's more simpler, because I could not imagine having...
Richard, just go watch the show Big Love. Go watch the show Big Love. It actually is not a bad show, and...
Okay.
It kind of changed my mind a little bit. It modified my mind.
Enticing to you? Like you were
No. It actually, it looked like it had some benefits, but on the other hand, it looked like a very expensive headache.
Right. You got to pay for all that. You got to pay.
Well, yeah, you got to have money. But, you know, on the other hand, what is the opposite is what goes on in America. How many children are brought up in a single family, in a single parent household? Quite too many.
Right, but that guy can't.
I guess it's better than serial monogamy.
No, but that's
with children,
but that's
all
the
all
whole
the place.
But that's the point, though. The family, the mothers, they all raise everybody, and it actually is quite a dynamic. Now we don't have that here.
But then
like
that
an, sort of an extended
more little
family.
Boys that want to be the big cheese.
Yeah, well, not everyone can be the big cheese, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So, but who says every boy aspires?
That's
to be
their
that?
Role model. And they're not getting a good male role model.
I don't know if that's true, because what role model do boys have today? Half the time they don't even know their father. So
exactly. It's
something else to look at. I'm not going to just trash it on the surface by my perceived biases. That's why I never saw a show like this. It was interesting. It's a whole new set of headaches, but on the other hand, there was a lot of good by this. Now I know it's not a normal situation because most most people couldn't afford all this. But, you know, on the other hand, when you pool your resources, and a lot of Indian families do it here, they have multi-generational households, and the biggest problem they have is parking. Because if you have 10 people living in a house and 10 cars, there's nowhere to park.
Well, but
yeah,
there's a lot of... Never mind the borrowing problems. The biggest problem is parking.
Single women, and they get benefits from the state. So it's not
right,
always...
so they live off the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how they pool their resources, or how they pay their way. Back in the 50s,
black families were deliberately broken up because if the father lived with the family, then they wouldn't get the benefit to get a living wage. So the father had to leave and make sure he was out of the house. And that's what started the whole thing. So then it just became, well, you can't live here because I can't get benefits. And then once the father doesn't live in the house, everything falls apart. So it was sort of a state-sponsored thing.
Social engineering.
It wasn't that... Yeah, but, you know, I don't think everything is completely deliberate, but it just so happened.
Did you, you weren't here yesterday that Pax was telling us about her experience? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I heard it. I was listening to the broadcast. I didn't finish it. I listened.
I asked her to make a bumper, but I would like to chime in at a minute. I'd like to ask Adam's opinion regarding,
polygamy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whose opinion? My opinion?
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Adam.
Oh, well, I've heard women say that they do enjoy the competition, they enjoy being in the mix, you know, especially really hot girls. And I think as far as the, you know, all the kids looking up to one father, I actually value the, you know, the meritocracy and the kind of, what would you call it, like a tournament, life being more like a tournament where you do have winners and losers. And yeah, being a loser sucks, but I think when you're just brought up to be like, oh, well, we're all equal, we all get a participation trophy, we're all special and equal, then you get the Antifa. All these Antifa people, as far as I'm aware, a lot of them are from upper middle class and really wealthy families where they didn't have to compete. They never really had to try that hard and survive in a meritocratic system. They were just handed everything. And I think that's part of what I think that giving the black community welfare as a reward for kicking the fathers out, I think it was deliberate. And I think that's what they're trying to do. I think it is socialism, and I think that's what they're trying to do now with the universal basic income. They're trying to force all of us onto welfare, onto a everybody wins, you know, kind of quote unquote everybody wins system, and completely destroy, you know, capitalism and the meritocracy of a capitalist system. And I think that if all these little boys, see the one rich guy getting all the girls, well, I think that's a pretty good motivator for them to try their best in life to get rich, to contribute value to a society, to get money and get all those girls. And I think part of that also is
After the break.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Sending Pride.
This is Lost Fighter Phallus.
I'm Nightly News.
Frank McManus.
Sarah Miller.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Actually, I'm sorry, I gotta bail on everybody pretty soon. My family's home and we gotta go do some stuff. But I don't know.
You gotta be
just
a father. Good man. Go be a father.
I mean, maybe if this wasn't a public stream, I'd be a little bit more open about some recent history. But me and my wife have been very recently on the verge of divorce. Like, actually, divorce papers were filed, but because of my son, because I just, well, again, we're on a public stream, and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, let's type this.
Don't worry, nobody listens to it. Nobody listens to it. Go ahead.
Well, the final point I want to make before I bail on you guys, I'm sorry, I got to get going, but just as far as my personal belief, I have one wife, I don't cheat on her, and I've never cheated on a girlfriend or anything, and my wife is into threesomes, so I'll throw that out there publicly anyways, and but she's French,
right,
so
right.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. Yeah, two girls.
Don't say that. Don't say that to Benoit.
Right. Save that for the next show. That'll be behind the paywall.
Good. Benoit will dress up as a girl.
But the divorce papers were filed from her side, but I just refused to accept it, and it was entirely because of my son, because I do see how things generally turn out. You know, it's not 100% like, you know, a death sentence if you don't have a father around, but, you know, it really ruins your chances of having a successful life. And so I just refused to, you know, she kept telling me, anyways, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I just refused to accept the divorce, even though she kept pushing for it. And so anyways, she finally dropped the case. I mean, I could get into more details, but anyways.
Hey, Adam, thanks for sharing that, mate. Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
I missed a bit of it because I dropped out of, because Roll's got his video on. Roll, turn your video off. You're killing my internet connection.
Well, thanks everybody. I got to bail, but I'll try to come back on later or tomorrow.
Hey, Adam, have a beautiful evening, mate. You're a kind person.
Looking forward to speaking to you again, Adam. That's why I was coming on earlier to talk to you, and I got thrown out of the room. So
I was good
to throw you out.
Adam, keep it real, man. Keep it real, mate. Yeah. Keep it real.
Thanks, everybody.
You're a good man, Adam. That was a good story. Can you get your wife on next? That'll be fun.
I'll try.
Got all, got everybody's attention now.
Thanks everybody. Take care. Bye.
Hey, take care, mate. Bye.
Where is Linda today?
Linda.
Beetlejuice, her in.
No,
wow,
I didn't.
That was a good story.
I didn't keep you out, Purple Playbook, you know, there was a lot of...
I did kick you out, actually. I want to take it back to the polygamy thing again, or the big love, or what...
Go ahead, I like that.
From a female perspective, you know, how they have, you know, the guy takes his turns, you know, with the women, and, you know, they get certain nights a week, and, you know, in certain respects, you know, that's interesting and nice, because, you know, if you've got somebody who's like really more energetic, so shall we say, than you are, then you can, you know, have a break.
Yeah.
And also having help around the house. I always wanted a wife, you know, when I was
yeah.
working. I could have used another wife. So, you know, that's a female perspective.
There are benefits. There are benefits.
That's what I thought about when I saw that show, Ab, way back when.
Oh, you like? Yeah. There was a lot of positive stuff about it, because I honestly was completely against it, and I still probably am. But it was just a real eye opener, and it's, of course, it was fiction, but there's probably some elements of truth to it, I think.
Right. That's all I wanted to say.
It was a good show. It got a little boring, but I tell you,
I watched the whole thing, but, you know, I watched a few episodes.
Ab is busy, but Eric and myself, we're not busy. So which nights do you want us?
don't speak for me, mate.
Well, Linda's,
I think Richard's
here.
Making another joke.
He's doing banter.
Of course, I'm just being silly. It's a serious subject, but I don't want my life to be that complicated. I want my to be a girl, and if she comes with a woman, if she comes with kids, that's okay. And also a dog, you know.
Are you shopping on fakeologist.com for a woman?
No.
Sounds like you're soliciting on the channel. No soliciting allowed. Come on, stop it.
At least you have to pay. You need to pay Abbe a huge fee if you want to do that.
Yeah,
I think $911. Is that okay? Yeah. 911.
Hey, Richard. You got my bleach butthole for free.
Oh, God. I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
That's so generous of you, Rolo.
Thank you, Rolo.
And don't show it on the video either. I'm sure you would.
For God's sake, don't show that. You know.
No, thank God.
Thank God, video is not recorded.
that actually
you
made
bring the whole channel
headlines.
Down.
That made national headlines in my little city where I live when the mayor on the dais at a commission meeting. But he did mention sphincter bleaching on the dais. One of the commissioners' mother who had a salon, and they were throwing barbs at one another. She accused him of not working, and he said, "Well, at least I don't bleach sphincters for a living." And
that would be a tough job.
His political career.
Oh, for God's sake!
Wow,
this is just—he
unelected himself with that comment, and I think it made national news in several outlets. You might could even Google Sphinctergate.
Sphinctergate.
I'm not Googling it because
I don't read any story that starts off with Florida man. Just saying.
Oh, that's the best Twitter of all time.
Florida man did. Florida woman did. Isn't that hoax code, by the way? Any story that starts off with Florida man? Aren't those completely Babylon Bee fictitious stories?
Yeah, I would say so.
No, it's a collection of headlines from Florida newspapers.
No, but...
But I think if
no, but I think they're fake. They're fake.
I
don't think they are. Have you ever looked at the Twitter? I mean, it's just...
I've
it's
looked at...
There,
there's
stuff.
Websites about that. There's websites. I think they're all fake stories. Come on.
Well, now, hashtag Florida, man. I don't think they're fake.
No, I would agree with Fast.
Well, why does everything crazy happen in Florida? Is there something in the water?
It's been that way for a long time. I don't know that, but I think they're the only ones that have just done that. You could probably find any state and find all kind of crazy. I mean, people do stupid things all the time. I mean, it's not like psyop-y, I don't think. It's just stupid.
I just don't believe it.
Well... I'll
Florida man steals $48,000 worth of puppies.
Okay,
that's the latest story.
Okay,
Florida man arrested. Florida man cop arrested, fired for using woman's credit card information to buy stuff at Walmart.
If you go to vigilantcitizen.com, they tag Florida man in a lot of their stories, you know. And it appears, I don't know, I think it's true. I don't know. I'm not
fake.
There. Okay.
I think it's fake.
Okay.
But it's entertaining. Go look at Florida Man's Twitter. Go read it now.
No, it's not about him. It's about vigilantcitizens.com. Does some pretty good analysis of...
No, go to Florida Man on Twitter. Go read it. The stories are insane. Florida woman arrested for slapping blind elementary student.
Totally believable. I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
I got my wife's cousin teaches at a school here in Miami. Yeah, I'm sure she could tell you stories like that all day long. They don't always make the papers, but yeah, it's believable.
Okay. Well, you live down there, so you might know. I don't.
All I'm saying is I think if you were to scour all the local newspapers from Canada, you could come up with as many different things that are just...
I don't think so. I don't think that much happens. And I'm kind of surprised at you, Forest Valley, because most of the stories are made up. Most of the serious stories are made up. You guys get the wacky stories.
I would agree with that most stories are made up.
Sure.
Yeah. Florida man claims he stole stereo amplifier from Walmart to buy food for his child.
This is to paint a bad picture.
Florida man charged with carjacking his own car. Florida man arrested after allegedly dumping 600 to 800 gallons of sewage on road. Florida man smuggles drugs into jail using his prosthetic leg.
Florida man, he's really busy. He's busy, yeah?
Hey, guys, did Florida man ever beat... Did he bleach his butthole? Did Florida man ever bleach his butthole?
Okay, that joke is dead. You're gonna get thrown out.
All right. Throw me out.
Yeah.
Florida man sounds like a whole new species.
No, I think it's just hoax code.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that I really do.
It's a culture creation thing. They want to paint a bad picture of humanity. If people keep reading that shit, they will think that people are like this in reality. Most people are decent people.
It's operation chaos, trying to anger or
create an emotional response of some sort.
Yeah, but people become what they read and what they see on TV too. So,
right.
Yeah.
So people model their behavior.
Have you ever been in jail?
Yeah.
He's married.
He's married. That's a good one. Get out, Eric. You're the man.
That is the perfect jail.
I think the male pub has made it out of the room 11. You guys are just on it today.
just because you're the woman.
You see a lot of the jails are full of people down here. There's a lot of people in jail, and they're there for doing stupid shit. That's it. I mean,
no, they're there because they live in the United States, where it's really easy to go to jail in the States. United States is the only country in the world which has so many people in jail.
Bad things, or are they just,
no, I don't think so.
Well, I think some of them are probably, a lot of them are probably drug related.
Mostly
drug
related, I would say.
Stupid shit. People do stupid shit. They get drunk, and they don't think, and they act impulsively, and they do stupid shit. They have an accident or whatever, and they get arrested, and then maybe it gets written up in a paper. I mean, some of it could be made up, yeah, sure, but I don't find that stuff to be so outlandish that it's unbelievable. I always got to look at motivation. I mean,
don't have
a picture of humanity.
You have a crazy amount of people in jail in the States compared to other countries.
I thought California let them all out.
Don't they have the three strike thing there? Get life on the third one.
But with COVID, they got let out, didn't
fucking
they?
Okay, Val, you're talking about another story in the newspaper. I don't think
they let
them out.
I agree, they just said that to scare people to think that...
Because that was happening around the time when they were saying, oh, we don't want the police anymore. We're going to, mix the police. And then they said, oh, we're going to let all the criminals out. So, of course, that's going to get the other side all worked up. Like you said, it's designed for emotional response on both sides, for sure.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree.
I mean, even I have a friend who has a son who's on the police force in L.A. County, and, she was all upset, and they had Facebook wars because, she was, quote-unquote, defending her son. He's a cop.
Hey,
so.
Purple Play, you're breaking up a lot.
Sorry.
Keep going.
Anyway.
You're good here. You're good here.
It's just stirring up shit constantly. Well, and of course, at that moment, it was just, palatable. You were palpable. Maybe I said it wrong again, but it was just so over the top that the intensity of all that.
Missam, you're making noise, Missam. Hello, Missam.
Is that Missam?
Yeah.
She's making mess.
Missam.
How much did you order, Richard?
That white noise Missam was giving us there was just fantastic. Yeah, that's white noise. And yeah. That was good. Hey guys, I'm gonna take the dogs for a walk, so I'll be back later. But yeah, keep chatting. This is great.
Hey, take care, Rolla.
Am I still noisy? Rich.
Oh, miss him, please.
Hey, am I noisy?
Yes, you're noisy.
Yeah.
Always.
You've got a. There's an arc somewhere. There's
go
an
to
arc.
Push to talk. Go to push to talk.
And also. Stop making methamphetamine, you know, because it's not helpful.
Richard gets jealous, you see.
Making smoothies.
Oh, I wouldn't call it
making
smoothies.
Greek yogurt.
You need to send him some.
I love Greek yogurt, by the way. It's really good.
So do I.
So
Napoleon
is that Missam is filming the abyss.
Missam, go push the talk.
Napoleon says hi, everyone.
Oh, really?
Where is he? On Telegram?
He's on Telegram, yeah. He listens to the live stream, just so you know.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So, hi, Napoleon.
See, that's
nice
one reason you should go to the live stream, because people do leave it on all the time, by the way. I've seen people connected for weeks. They just leave it on, and when someone comes on, they just start talking. That's the beauty of it. The live stream, fake11.com/radio2 or /stream2. It is very good.
Anyway, it's nice to hear from Napoleon. Did he say anything else? Purple play? Or?
Say again?
He just said
hi. Yeah,
if
you, a lot of people listen to the live stream for
he's
the audio.
He's on the live stream almost every time you're up. If Ab sends the fast cast, you know, live stream is up right now.
Hey, guys, if Napoleon's on he's from Manchester, right? Fuck that cunt. Fuck him. I don't like him anymore. Napoleon,
Rolo,
go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself.
All right.
Okay, Rolo.
I'm only joking. He's all right.
Take yourself for a walk.
We know. You're just trying to be provocative,
he's
I guess.
Bantering.
Just slightly. Just slightly. What do you reckon? Yeah, I was talking to Delcroix one day, and Napoleon, all I said was the N-word a couple of times. The N-word.
Oh, not again. Rolo, you're like a broken record.
Rolo.
And then he chucked a wobbly on me.
Rolo, stop. Take your dog for
but
a walk.
I said it in context. Richard. I said it in context.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Nobody cares.
Here we go.
Take your talk for a walk. Goodbye.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, thank you, Belset, for that bumper. And thank you, everyone, because you cheer me up no end. Every time.
All right.
Good. I apologize.
Now get out.
I've muted Rolo. Because, you know, because Rolo,
right.
Mate, we love you, but you take yourself for a walk and come back, you know. Leave it. So.
All right. Next topic. What's happening in California? Purple.
Well, I was going to ask...
Said the man from China, though.
Yeah, I'm in China, though. Hey, we're in bad shape here.
I heard Caitlyn Jenner is on deck to take over for
Did you see that? That was my post a few days ago. It's
That's crazy, yeah.
Frightening. But, no, I was going to ask, did you hear... someone told me that Biden came out and said... We didn't have to wear our masks outdoors. Did anyone hear that? I didn't hear that.
No. Does anyone care what he says? Does anyone
Exactly. And then Mr. Newsom, our lovely...
Gruesome Newsom
like came Newsom. Out and said, no, we're still going to wear our masks outside. He's...
Well, let him. Let him wear 10 masks.
So I was just wondering, you know, if anybody heard. It just seems like I don't know. And I was listening to Alphonse Fagiola, if you know who he is, on Crow. And he was saying that there are a number of states who have already said, you know, we're not doing masks anymore. So, it's been, you know, struck down in so many states, and nobody ever hears about that.
Well, I hear about it, but the executive orders are to not require it as a mandate, which is not a law. But the
corporations have been a law.
No, I know, but people will get everything mixed up. But the corporations are still enforcing it in some stores. There's a pretty good anti-mask guy called Anti-Mask Phoenix, and he just walks into stores and videos, and I would say about three stores. For some reason, all the phone company stores are just crazy about it. They'll throw you out. They'll call mall security. And there's a couple of other little boutique stores that threw him out. And he just goes around testing them. I don't know what his... I can't remember his name right now. I can look it up. It's
on
Instagram.
Is that inside the mall or just a strip mall type thing?
This is inside the mall that he was walking around. What's it called? His Instagram was deleted a few times. Anti-Mask Club. The Anti-Maskers Club. Those are all his names on Instagram. He's actually a pretty funny guy. They're fun to watch.
Well, I just find it interesting that there's so much going on that we never really hear about it unless you go to these people's sites and they're, you know, whatever they're doing in the legal realm or on the courts system, whatever. But
there's lots going on everywhere about this. It's everything. Everything and anything's going on. One thing I thought was amazing, someone was talking about a movie, and movies are allowed to be filmed in Toronto even though we're under lockdown, which of course makes no sense if it's from a health perspective. But these movie budgets, this one movie had a $3 million budget, and 10% of that was on COVID protocols where they're hosing people down and checking people in. And it's crazy, the layer of biosecurity, what it's going to cost the economy for absolutely nothing. It does absolutely nothing except harass people.
So I feel really safe by all of this. It's great.
Hmm?
I feel really safe. I think it's great.
Well, where I work, I just saw a guy come into the warehouse, and we asked, you know, what are you doing? He was there to clean the racks where we put the boxes. And he got into a biohazard suit and started spraying some stuff. I was going to go ask him what the hell he was spraying, because it was probably some super toxic quat, which
yes.
is a...
For sure.
Quaternary
it's like,
ammonia. It was probably
it's like
some poison.
It's like mass-induced OCD, what is going on. Everybody
but, you know,
OCD
here's
now.
The funny thing. The company doesn't even sweep the floor, and there's so much dust... it actually, when I used to work in there, my whole nose would turn black inside because there's so much dust. And they won't pay for a cleaning machine, you know, the ones that Costco uses to do the floors. It uses water and a sweeper. It's a whole sweeping set. But they're poisoning or toxifying these racks. But the floor is filthy. It's just,
it's a part
so
of the
ridiculous.
Science. It's on the ground.
Yeah, it's
PSYOPs played
yeah.
out in real life. That's why it's such an effective thing as well.
Yeah,
just
I couldn't believe
complimenting
like, well,
the TV
that
and the radio.
The guy's probably charging $500 to do all the racks. I think it must
yeah,
come every day.
He probably started his business as like, hey, I'm going to fill this gap here. And it's like all
yeah.
this new enterprise, and it's just... Like you said, it's just creating more.
This is all pre.
It's not helping.
This is all,
yeah,
it's all pre. This is all pre-planned. It's a part of the huge psyop.
And I'll bet you
you
can't
totally
start
deliberate.
That business unless you get permission from whoever the globalist.
You need to be in the club.
Put in charge, yeah. The medical mafia. As it were.
Well, you'd need a license to apply the poisons he's applying. Let's put it
yes,
that way.
Yes, exactly.
And
who's,
handle
who's,
them and transport
them. Who's distributing
them.
That poison, too?
This is pre-planned. There needs a lot of planning and to make all this shit happen simultaneously when the shit started. Imagine all the planning behind all of this stuff.
Yeah, well,
huge,
they got think tanks. There's a lot of people that aren't making anything or building anything anymore in the West. Like all those managerial jobs around manufacturing are all gone. So there's so many academics that are doing absolutely nothing except planning society.
Thousands of think tanks working 24/7. They have three shifts, some of them.
And they don't make anything. They're trying to build out a society.
They're parasites.
Yeah,
they're planning the future dystopian society for us, which is a utopian society for the minority. They think it's great. Maximum control.
But what is the minority going to do with this
huge managerial layer that doesn't produce anything?
They're going to get rid of them. They're not needed anymore.
They're going to be the first to go.
Yeah, they're going to be discarded totally. Thank you for all your good work and for fuck off.
I won't be crying about that.
No. A lot of people who are actually putting this into action, they are going to be really disappointed when they see the society which they have helped to create, because it's not going to be what they were promised, and they're going to be discarded, and they're going to be really angry and frustrated on the whole nine yards.
Remember they were hiring thousands of contact tracers? I don't know what happened to that, because that story disappeared. But now I guess there's public health officers that are going around enforcing all the so-called mandates for
COVID marches is going
and break.
They are advertising for COVID marches in the UK now.
They'll be breaking up crowds and going to church services.
They're going to watch to see if people are social distancing and everything, and they're going to be on you like a fucking mosquito. As soon as you leave the front door of your house, these people are going to be around.
They're just going to be actors making videos on TikTok so that they can pass around, and it'll have more impact if people see, look, this is what's going on, you know, all these crazy fashioning
monkey
of heads.
Monkey see, monkey do.
It'll help cautionary tales, you know. That would probably make...
Hey, did anyone hear about a potential civil war in France? What are they fighting over in France right now? Does anyone know?
I wouldn't know, but the people in France who live on the countryside, the farmers, they are serious people. They don't like the government to fuck with them. So.
Right.
Albert Park said the Third World War would be between the poor and the rich, and it's coming.
Okay. I can believe that.
Yeah, the poor people are going to... When they collapse the financial system, the poor people are going to tear the rich people out of their mansions and loot their houses and lynch them and so on. It happened before in previous revolutions, so...
But isn't that the whole point of the financial system, to keep the poor people have just enough money to not do that? Isn't that always the goal, to keep your herd in check?
Yeah, but not in the transition period to the new system. Then you need chaos.
Oh, okay.
Then you're going to get rid of the people that we think are rich. Many of them would go. Maybe the hyper-rich will remain. The feudal system. It's going to
the
be
ones who
rich.
have security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the time to tone down the money you have, and not sure you have money now. That would be the smart thing. You had a lot. Dress down and get rid of the fancy car and big house. Ford.
Yeah, I think they're going to have their work cut out for them, though, from what I see. At least the area that I live, there's a lot of wealth and a lot of people in, you know, pretty secure houses and communities. I don't think it's not going to be easy for the poor to storm these places and get in.
United States is different from the rest of the world, though, because people don't have guns, so they are more easy to take out. U.S. is special.
Then, when you get into rural America, too, that's going to be a whole other story, too, because those people out there, they're pretty hardy and tough, and they have a lot of guns, a lot of space. They know the land. I mean, other than all that warfare, I don't see how. It's going to be a long-term project. I think it's probably more long-term than we think. It's going to be more a matter, you know, like a psychological operation. People have to be convinced it's all for the greater good.
Yeah, I think that's just in the beginning, though. When everybody's broken, it's more easy to get things to kick off. It's too early.
Well, I mean, they can pressure up the food supply, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the power supply and so on. This thing they have going on the 9th of July, this cyber or something operation preparing.
It's not the first one, though. I've done it before.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think they did it last
cyber,
year. You know, simulation
cyber polygon.
Yeah, it's a recurring thing. They do it yearly. So.
It might not happen this year. It could be next year.
And it could be to get people used to the idea that, oh, they do this every year and whatever. Nothing to worry about. But.
Sure.
But with people working from home, I think it will be a bit more felt because, you know, when you were at the office, it was, you know, and everything went down, it was, you know, everybody loved that. It was like a party and you could probably go home or what have you, but everybody's at home now and you can't watch TV or do your internet stuff, your fun stuff, then it's more of a problem.
I think people are going to freak out if they turn it off just for a few weeks.
Well, I don't think...
I think people, if they had their cell phone service disrupted for even a matter of hours, they'd start getting...
itchy. Sure. People are addicted to their Black Mirror phones.
Well, the longest we've had here when they had... they turned off the electricity because they were afraid of fires. I think they turned it off for as much as a week. And, you know, people were pretty upset about that. I think it only affected my area for like maybe 2 days. People were going bananas.
Yeah, you need backup system to survive in a long way.
Well, our network went down a week ago Monday. The cell service was down for 12 hours. It was annoying, but people survived. I think people can adapt.
Depends on whether it's just in the winter
network,
or somewhere else.
Yeah, the whole network went down for 12 hours. It was a good test. It was interesting. It was a little hard to get around without a paper map book, but other than that, it was okay. Nobody to bother you on the phone. No phone calls.
Hey, we're so old, we remember life before cell phones, and it was...
We survived.
in many ways, I think it was much better, not being available all the time.
Exactly. Nobody could get a hold of you all day. They had to leave a message.
Exactly.
I remember when the pagers came in, it was quite funny, because I got a pager, and then I got paged, and then I'd have to go find a phone to call back on. Those are the interesting days.
Yeah,
you knew where all the pay phones were.
Yeah. That's quite convenient that they took them away. Must be a coincidence.
What do you think about all the press that the adverse reaction to vaccines is getting?
Coming very hard now. Actually, what about the shedding part that they're now saying that us unvaccinated can be affected by the vaccinated?
This is to pull people apart. They want to put a wedge in the middle.
Make more division.
Yes.
Well, maybe it's to make you want to get a vaccination so you don't get affected by the shedders. It's all promotion in a way.
I'm hearing a lot of reports about people dying and getting blood clots and having adverse reactions and getting sick. I mean, and that's very unusual because usually the vaccines they're held in a very special place where you never hear anything negative about vaccines. But that it doesn't seem to be the case lately. I don't know if it's making the mainstream though, but from what I'm hearing, I have heard mainstream.
It is making the mainstream because I have a friend who just took it last week, and she told me when she was on her way to getting the vaccine, and she said she would call me the next day if she felt good enough. So she was already expecting to be, affected. And so the next day she did not call me because she had a fever and she felt like crap. And I didn't talk to her until Monday, and she was still not feeling very well, dizzy and very weak. She didn't feel better until, I guess, Tuesday, I think it was. What's today? Yeah, Tuesday. So they know, and she knew. She had already had her daughter went through both of the shots, and she had issues. So,
so does she recommend it?
Because this friend, I spoke about this earlier, I think, but she had been diagnosed with the COVID back in December, and she's been sick ever since. She has not been back to work. And every single symptom.
After the break.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Yeah,
so she recommends it?
As I was saying, every symptom she had since December, they said it was due to the COVID, and they did not give her anything for it. It was just, you know, oh, well, sorry, it's just the COVID. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, you've already had the COVID. Why do you need to get the vaccine? Because her doctor told her to go get the vaccine. So... So she did it because that's what the doctor said.
Yeah. But does she recommend anyone else do it after being so sick and having such a bad time?
She did not recommend me, but she was concerned that... okay, so she sent me this Facebook post that said that the reason that most women were getting affected, adverse reactions to the vaccine, because their immune systems are so strong... you know, that they're, you know, fighting it. So,
well, that's a new one.
Isn't that, cause she was concerned. Now she's concerned that her husband and her son, who also had the vaccine, but they did not have any issues. She's concerned their immunity system is not working well.
It's the greatest marketing campaign.
Is that
in
not
the history
fucking
of the world?
Like, oh my God, spin you around. How do you even keep all that straight in your head nonsense?
It's amazing. No drug company could ever hope for this kind of advertising ever for anything. It's amazing.
Right. It means that the vaccine is working when you get...
So when you get Bell's palsy or your face is paralyzed, then you know it's really working well and you'll never get sick again. If you could just get over that drooping cheek that won't go back to the way it was. But you'll never get a fever or a cough. Insane how people justify their cognitive dissonance.
Well, that's the reason that they took the vaccine in the first place, because they didn't want to get sick, right?
Yeah. And then they got sick,
but
it's okay.
The vaccine makes them sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you have it. It's we're in crazy town now.
Yeah.
The double think on steroids.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is that, you know, when she was complaining so much about the COVID, they finally gave her steroids. I can't remember why exactly, but they gave her steroids. And she said it felt like she was burning up from the inside.
That sounds really healthy.
People would be better off on meth.
And then the doctor told her, you need to go get the vaccine. So there you go. Because that's going to take care of everything, I guess. I don't know. You just can't say anything. You just can't. No matter what you say, they have a response. Ready.
It's deep programming. The mind control is off the charts nowadays. Like, the extreme irrationality among the masses is
The doctor can't. The doctor.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Can't be lying to you. They're the smartest guy they know.
They have financial incentives to lie to you, though.
Yeah, big bucks.
Well, I was just listening to one of the later Crow episodes where this guy is he's a alternative medicine guy, and of course he's touting his stuff, but you know, talking about how the allopathic medicine came into being, and well, I think you already had part of that equation with the Rockefeller oil.
Big oil, yeah.
Big oil. And
that's part of it.
Mentioned that it was mostly petroleum products that are in the pharmaceuticals, that the pharmaceuticals are pushing, and they created the medical industry to push these products. But I think he was talking about it was the electricity. Every time we had strange illnesses come in, it was because there was a change in the electrical administration of electricity. Somehow he was claiming we're getting sick from all these electrical things interfering with us.
Dirty electricity is not good for the body because it's a lot of...
What you
get in your socket is not pure electric. It's a lot of white noise on the electric grid, which... Yeah. That is a problem.
But yeah, so that's like, I think, I forget what the date is on that Crow episode. Inoculation, that's what it is. Number 310, dated April 18th, I believe.
Yeah, I'll start listening to Crow again.
It was a good one. That was definitely a good one that he, this person, Dr. Tim Binder, something like that. Silence.
Mm. Yeah, silence is golden.
What happened to Richard? Did he fall asleep?
Ohio. I'm trying to call Linda. If I say this, she sometimes comes in. So,
Have we had any more intake lately? Been pretty quiet on the intake front, Richard, from an administration.
Yeah, I've been monitoring it, but yeah, it's quiet at the minute. So, but what's more important is we've got lovely Adam, who is quite clearly an intelligent guy. So I think it's quality over quantity. You know, it's that's more important to me.
Yeah, he seems really level-headed.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, I understand him. He's worried about his family. You know, he's got a young child, and this fucking shit show. Jesus fucking Christ, you know. I worry about my nieces with it, you know. You probably worry about your kids with it. It's just like, wow.
Every day.
This is escalating each day. It's escalating. Especially where you are, you know. So we've got to be mindful of others, not ourselves, you know, and especially the innocents, you know, the young people, you know, they don't know shit about what's going on. I mean, well, why would they, you know? And also, why should they, you know? And yeah, I try not to get.
Well, justify the means for them. They don't care about the collateral damage. The ends justify the means, so.
Yes.
They can't care about it.
It's moral relativity. Kevin J. Johnson. Moral relativity.
Yeah.
It's a concept coming out of the Society of Jesus, by the way.
Oh, is that right? That's mom.
No, Jesuit order, but then.
Oh,
Jesuit order, they run the mom anyway, so.
Do they? Okay. Mm. I get mixed up who runs who.
The two upper level of the SMOM is only Jesuits. Yeah, three levels, so, organization.
Yeah,
which
I think it's very...
a sovereign country, by the way, and they have diplomatic corps and the government, and passports, and they have observer status in the United Nations. You can see the flag outside the UN.
Is that right?
Who's this?
the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and we can see the flag outside the UN.
Oh, yeah, Malta. It's, I used to go out with Malta's girls, you know?
This has nothing to do with Malta.
Where are they based? Are they based in London, or...?
No, their main base is in Rome.
Oh, Rome, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, mate, I thought it was the...
Is it in the Vatican or outside the Vatican, or I'm confused?
It's not inside the Vatican City, it's outside.
Well, okay.
But the Society of Jesus have their main operation inside the Vatican City.
Okay. I didn't know S-MOM had their own flag at the United Nations. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they do. It's a red flag with a white Maltese cross on it.
Wow.
Yeah, put that in the chat. I'd like to see that.
I don't think I have it right here, but I could look for it.
Yeah, if anyone can put it in.
Yeah.
Crazy. So does the Vatican...
Not really. It shows who runs the UN. Observer status, my ass.
Does the Holy See have their own flag at the UN as well?
No, only the SMOM.
Really? So the Vatican doesn't have their own flag because they have embassies all around the world. You know that, obviously.
Okay, so you know I worked at the UN, and so what I've learned there was that the main money that was going for the UN was from the US. So
the Order of Malta and the United Nations.
Okay, but they had an inverse tax system. So if you were an American, like Ab, if you took a job in the UN or one of its agencies, you would pay the least tax because the US was giving the most money. So you might be on 10% tax or something, you know? So it was kind of a
they have special deals.
Yeah. It was. I've never experienced that before, where it was like, you know, the inverse of what the contribution was. But anyway, never mind. It's. I think that the
United Nations Office of the SMOM in New York, Office of the SMOM in Geneva, and Office of the SMOM in Vienna. UN in New York, Geneva. Vienna. Okay, they are three places. Phone numbers and fax numbers and addresses.
Give them a buzz. See how they're doing.
Sure.
I think when Rolo comes back, we can try and get him to photocopy a picture of his ass.
Fax them into bleached asshole.
that'll scare them, you know.
We'll grab their attention at least.
Be like an S bomb to the S mom.
Good one.
I'm trying. I'm gonna go have dinner. We'll talk later, guys. All the best.
Hey, take care, mate. Take care. Bye bye. Take care. So yeah, Eric, it's me and you. Also, Mitham has joined. If she wants to open up or Purple Play, we had an interesting conversation in the private room before with the guys. You know, it was getting a bit. You know, I'm glad it was on live stream. Let's say that. You know, because it was getting a bit. What do you call it? Offensive. I don't know, but it was a job nonetheless. It was almost like it was the pub shit again, you know, where sometimes guys can sit together and just chew the fat, you know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Eric, you probably remember that. Just guys sitting together and chewing the fat, and it doesn't have to be like complicated, you know. It's just like, you know, how was your day? And then, you know, never mind. I won't talk about it. So, yeah.
Am I too noisy, guys?
No, you're perfect. Hello, Miss.
Oh, hey, everybody. I have the AI jamming my connection. That's a joke, of course.
I hope so.
How are you guys? What are you talking?
We need a new topic. Start one.
How about civil war in France?
Okay.
Military rule. They have announced some military guys have announced that they cannot get rid of the Islamization of the country. And Marie Le Pen, which is the daughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, which is the leader of the far right neo-fascist in France.
Faye, you're really choppy. Can you replay all your settings? I'm sorry.
Doing it all the time. Anyway, I'm going to close again and just listen because I have audio problems.
No. Please feel free to join, but just restate your audio because I don't know if it's just me. Was that choppy for others?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So, Purple Plate. Right, it's your subject. So, come on. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I thought she was going to talk about Civil War in France. Because that sounds interesting, but I don't know,
interesting topic.
I don't know anything about it. Isn't that what Ab brought up? Apparently he's got interest, but nobody has any data on it. I haven't heard anything.
What about you? Never mind about this shit. What about you? How was your day? How was your day? Let's go back to the top.
Well,
how was your day? How are you?
I'm good. I'm just getting some texts. From I have a friend who's she's not necessarily a fakeologist, but she's not down with the corona, and she still watches the media. So she always sends me all the right wing media, which you know is just as bad sometimes.
Are you looking?
But she's just sending me this because there's this this little piano bar that we go to here in town, and she's telling me that, and she sent me this thing about in Chicago that they're wanting plans to roll out a vax pass, which is only two vaccinated residents can use to attend events. So she's afraid that's going to happen here in our neck of the woods.
Right.
It's basically not even a vaccine passination. I mean,
I think it's going to happen everywhere, Douglas.
It says you'll have opportunities to attend musical events that are only open to people who are vaccinated, even though it's not a vax pass, but it sounds like one to me.
Yes, it is a vax pass, but it has also these options, at least in Switzerland, where they're planning it also. It is. If you are vaccinated or tested in the last 72 hours, just as if you would like to fly somewhere, or if you have antibodies, so that means you have had the quote-unquote disease, and then you can attend a concert, or then you can go to whatever big event, football stadium or something. I think this is part of the plan, but...
From the Chicago Public Health Commissioner stressed that the pass is not a vaccine passport, nor is it an app. Instead, it will be similar to city passes that give residents discounts for free admission.
Discounts.
And, or let them skip lines to city attractions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I think, meanwhile, you know, it's only different in what smaller steps to various countries take.
Well, it says,
Hi, I'm Sab from Northern California.
Priya.
Hi, this is Errol C.
Naeem.
Rick from Port Macquarie.
Dominic.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Okay, so it says, well, the details have not been finalized. VaxPass is meant to incentivize Chicagoans, especially young Chicagoans, to get vaccinated.
Yes, of course, that's part of the marketing. But
more carrots,
Yeah, it's different steps in different countries, and depending on the population, on the problems that they have in local societies, they are adapting it. it's like a management plan, you know. They have to reach some milestones, and allegedly Germany has not fulfilled the, you know, targets. So I think it's just that, but the whole plan, the overall plan, is that all the United Nations countries will have to issue such passports with the QR code, which are digitally readable. And about Switzerland, I learned also today that it depends on the voting of 13th of June, of course, if this law passes. They want to make the application, the tracking application, mandatory.
It's probably, I don't know. Like I said, this is from Chicago, but I don't have any evidence here in my town, but, you know, I'm sure it's possible, probably is coming for sure.
Yeah, hopefully not.
However, there is some good news here that might encourage others. There's I thought this was Vail, Colorado, but it looks like Vail, Arizona, where hundreds of parents ran the school board out of the meeting. They were protesting mask mandates for their schools, and they were out. The board was overwhelmed and outnumbered. They quit and the parents elected new members and immediately struck down the mask mandates for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Ran the board out of the meeting and told them they're done. So that's one way to do it.
In Germany, in Weimar, which is one of the states of the federal states of Germany, Germany has 16 federal states, and in Weimar, the highest judge ruled 10 days ago that the wearing of masks for school kids is illegal, dangerous, and, you know, he wrote a very big report about it. And it was lifted, and 1 week later, which means 3 days ago, they confiscated his home, his car, his office, everything. And now, this Saturday, there will be a big gathering and protest in Weimar because of this. Because this ruling can be used by other judges. It encourages them, you know, to take steps in the right direction. But as they reacted, it's obviously that they want to turn people away from such decisions.
Right. I joined today as a result of Pro 777 site. I've been listening to Alphonse Fagiolo, who's a law. He's famous for affidavits writing. What do they call him?
I'm on his Telegram, and he was on Uncle Oda as well.
Yeah, I just joined his Telegram, and there's a lot of people on there talking about what they're doing, which is quite interesting. But there was what you were saying, there have been a number of states of people who have gone and gotten the mask mandates taken down. And he says, you know, it's pretty easy to do, to just take their paperwork and, you know, you could go take it to your town or wherever you want to, you know, because it's pretty much, they don't have the authority to do any of the things that they're doing. But again, it's the corporations that enforce all these things of, you know, wearing a mask inside their establishments. So if they're not going to let you in, then I guess you just don't give them your business. But hard to go against the rest of the normies who are just fine with it.
Oh,
really? Purple play. Is that true? So
what's
we're going against the normies.
because I've been going against normies for almost 2 decades.
Well, I mean, to get into a place without a mask.
I have not
worn a mask out on the street, which is like you said, when Biden came out and said, oh, you don't have to wear a mask outdoors. I don't think anybody ever said you had to wear masks outdoors. Everybody just took it and did it, like, and wearing it in your car when you're the only one there, or wearing it inside your own home. I mean,
I wear my mask in
ridiculous.
My car.
I can't.
I don't know about the case, but in countries I know, Germany, Greece, Switzerland, France, etc., partially they have high fines if you do not wear the mask. And you know, it is regulated, but it is, of course, illegal and unconstitutionally regulated.
Right, and there have been people who have just fought them and not had to pay, but they just assume you're going to go ahead and give them your money. I have never been stopped on the street. I hear people always, you know, saying shit, but I mostly ignore it. But, you know, it's only from people on the street who think they've got some kind of authority to tell you to put on a mask. But I have stopped wearing, I mean, because I used to wear it going to the ATM, but I do not wear a mask unless I absolutely have to now.
If you mind me asking, Purple Plate, how does it affect your personal situation? I don't know your personal situation, and I don't know if you want to share that, but, you know, does it affect you? Does it affect you or your family?
You know, when this whole thing started, my daughter was pretty much on board with what I was saying, and then she got around her friends, and now she's fine with wearing a mask, and I keep telling her not to. And, you know, and of course, you know, she wants to get the silly quack scene, but, you know,
That's hard for you.
Yes, it makes me very angry, but I don't think she's taking it yet, and I'm hoping I've been, you know, sending her a lot of my, texts of things that have gone wrong, and, you know, all the scary shit. I speak about it loudly. Obviously, I'm here. I'm talking when she's around. Well, she's not here right now, but she's always telling me I talk too loud and I'm making too much noise when I'm talking to you guys here, but I'm specifically
hoping
she hears it all. So, anyway, it's, you know.
How old is she?
She's 24, and she does have her, you know, it's her choice. Just tell her, please go look at all the data. You know, I showed her all the VAERS data. I showed her the huge, and this was like, about a month ago, because when she told me, she said, I know you're going to get mad, but I think I want to make an appointment to go get a vaccination. And of course I was, I kind of blew my top a little bit, but, we had it out. And then, but like I said, over the next few days, I just said, please just read all this information here before you make any decisions. I mean, I don't know what she's reading or who she's reading, but I'm guessing it's just Facebook stuff. But Facebook censors everything, and
it's mainstream.
I mean, she doesn't watch the news, so I'm not sure. You know, I guess they're, you know, she's getting it from her friends and stuff, and you know, her biggest thing I think is that she thought she was going to be able to hang out with her friends after, you know, everybody gets vaccinated. And I told her, I said, you know, it's not going to happen. I said, you want to hang out with your friends, do it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. I mean, as long as they're okay with it, you should just do it. And so she has gone and met up with the friends that are okay. Not very many of them, but the ones that are not, but most of her friends, like I said, are they just hang out online now.
Yeah. So a lot of it is peer pressure, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
I think she
wants to, she wants to fit in. You know?
She thought that, you know, well, I just think she thought it would make things go back to normal, and it's, you know, I told her it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's very frustrating. That, no.
That's the big push and the big sell on the back thing. That,
exactly.
Oh, everything.
The new normal is here to stay, but people don't understand it. They think they're going to get their lives back. Never, never. Not unless we win this battle, and I'm not sure we will.
That's a new thought of you, Jan.
It is.
It sounds a little hopeful.
Yeah. Purple, you got it, girl.
Jan Eric,
it's the first time that I'm hearing you, Jan, to leave a little bit of the possibility that we could win this battle.
I see a little possibility. It's been
cool.
It's a little
bit about what changes.
The Crow episode, you know, when I listen to Crow, he is very uplifting and hopeful. He always says, you know, this thing is just so unsustainable. There's just no way that they can corral everybody, at least immediately anyway. It probably will take, you know, a while if they really are going to try to snap everybody down. But, you know, I think it's like somebody said, you know, if they start taking away all your money and your,
yes.
I mean, obviously they've taken our freedom, but if they start taking the money away and the internet, then I think people are going to somewhat have to pay attention and see what's going on and understand. Because I don't think nobody talks about all this other stuff that we do here about the reset and the, you know, Klaus Schwab and all that nonsense.
Of course not.
Nobody knows about that. They have no clue. So,
If you ask the man on the street about the Great Reset, he'd be like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. So most people I've asked, they can't.
Oh, stop with this conspiracy theorist.
Right, it's conspiracy.
Great Reset. I've never heard about the World Economic Forum, so it probably doesn't exist.
Your money is safe in the bank.
Take your tinfoil hat and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it might as well be. That's the kind of reaction I feel, you know. It's unbelievable how
you can't argue with
stupid. Bill Gates only wants the best for us. Come on, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, of course he does.
He's such a philanthropist, and he loves the children, and he cares about the people in Africa.
He's a rich guy giving all his money away. Look at that.
Now he's financing GMO mosquitoes in Florida. He's such a nice man.
Don't worry about that. He's a dream. He's a dream. And,
no,
yeah,
it's lovely having these mosquitoes giving the vaccines to people. It's fantastic.
God almighty. God help us, you know. I mean, it's just, wow. Yeah, we really got to this stage, you know. I mean, you know, can you imagine 10 years' time when things are, you know, we're still able for some reason to talk and discuss. And can you imagine how fucked up things get to be by then? I'm sorry to be what's it called? Depressive. But, you know.
What are you drinking, Richard?
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Richard is so looking forward to the Hunger Games scenario being played out in real life. It's going to be fantastic.
No, I'm not. I'm just drinking gin tonight, which makes me a bit sad. It's a. The gin I'm drinking is called Mother's Ruin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know?
Yeah, Mary, what news do you have that made you change a little bit your mind? What happened?
Hopeful.
Yes.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say hopeful, but I think it would be a belittling. What is it in? To call.
More like a general thing. It looks like more people are waking up, but I think they are prepared for this, though, so I think it's... Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. There are a lot of positive news coming out. Mainstream channels in Germany that are talking about no excess deaths in the last 40 months. Several stuff, really. Austria never have ruled the lockdowns illegal. Most of the people really are not informed, or were not informed. But now I think really something is changing in the general, let's say, acceptance.
People are informed, but they're misinformed. That's the problem. They have an OD of information now. It's too much. It's overwhelming. Your line is really bad, Missile.
Okay.
Yeah. Reset your audio.
Try to reconnect your headset or something. You have a bad connection or something.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp. So think about the zeitgeist and, I don't want to be a doomsayer, but I'm also aware of, Jan-Erik, you've been around for, the research community for over a decade, maybe two decades. Yeah.
I understand that this system was fucked already when I was in fifth grade, so I've been on that one for a long time. And seriously, I started research about 13, 14 years ago. So, yeah. I had a break, for a few years.
When you were age 13, 14,
fifth grade.
I don't know what fifth grade means. Everyone says ten years
old.
Okay, mate.
You start school at 7 in Norway. I was 11, actually.
Years is better for me because the grade is different across the world.
Yeah, you start school at 5 in the UK, don't you?
Typically.
It used to be 7 in Norway, but now they changed it to 6 because 12 years of the government indoctrination camps wasn't enough, so they added 1 year, so now it's 13.
Mm.
Plus the fucking kindergarten from the age half. They put them in the kindergarten when they're 6 to 9 months old. I give the child away to the government. Here you go. It's crazy.
Wow. What about your story, mate? So you say you had a breakdown, or talk about that, or not?
Breakdown? No.
Did you? What happened? You said you were in a certain grade and you felt that things weren't quite right.
Yeah, I saw the system for what it was when I was around 10 or 11.
Mm. Okay, mate. I'm asking alone now. Was I hard? Was I?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
Brutal to realize that at that age that things aren't quite right,
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you were probably thinking, sorry.
What amazed me more than this, realizing that this society was a sick system of slavery. I understood that way back then, and people that were adult around me, then they thought everything was totally fine, and they were totally okay with it. But when I started my research later, I found out why. Didn't make any sense at the time, you see.
Yeah.
It was obvious to me. What the fuck is this shit?
Well, at that tender age, you were very young, so at that tender age, you probably felt very fucking alienated,
Been a critical... I started developing my critical thinking at that age.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, you might not have felt engaged with all this, because it's difficult with this stuff, in terms of, we've got our virtual pub tonight, and just a shout out to people on the call, so Delete the Elite, Fast Value, and yourself, Jan-Erik, Misson, and Purple Play, and Rollo, who I believe is without walking his dog. But anyway,
the definition of the word civilization is a system of domestications of humans and animals. It's a system we are in. We were slaves before this. Yeah, just
I keep turning it
into a much darker slave system.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that word domesticated. I think it's very important.
Yes.
It is so. What would you say? It's so
everyone living in a system of civilization they are miserable, really, on the deeper level, and they're in denial about their own misery and the state that they are in.
Like
self delusion. Oh, I'm so happy. No, just look at people. They are anything but. They might pretend they are.
That's
not the facade, though.
Yeah, I think that's. It's also like this, so there's their lives, and there's this psyop layered upon them. Obviously, COVID's now, and it's layered upon them, and some people...
We have also reached the point that Aldous Huxley was talking about in 1960 on the TV interview, that in future we have a population that would love their servitude, and we are totally there. This is why they can pull it off. The people love to be subjugated by their masters. They love it.
Yeah, but, you know...
They don't want to let go of that shit.
I know, but it's just...
It's an artificial womb. It feels secure because the majority is an infantile state.
Artificial womb. Yeah,
yes.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah, it's kind of safe for them. Yeah.
Yes.
A safe
the government
environment.
Is the artificial womb, the system is.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense because...
Please take care of me. I don't care if you abuse me as long as I feel safe because you protect me. Even if you're abusing me, I'm okay with it. It's like a hardcore Stockholm Syndrome thing going on.
The only Stockholm Syndrome...
There's a reason I become a recluse. I can't stand being around people anymore.
I don't blame you, mate. I feel the same. I think we've talked about this before, and it's just it's difficult. Because if you go out, you're going to get depressed because there are people who are fully on board.
Well, it's a mix of things, though. It's a little bit depressing, and it's more annoying, actually, and irritating that people can be this
blind. I find it boring, to be honest. Not annoying, but... I realized that with the years passing and when I get in contact with people, I just don't feel, oh no, that's my time, you know, and I don't want to spend it with stupid people, so I just go away or, sorry, I have to do something.
Regurgitating zombies.
Yes, it's just really boring, yeah.
Yes, yeah, they have no. They have never looked into anything, ever.
Yeah.
A lot of people go, they can live a lifespan of maybe 85 to 90 years, and have never, ever had an opinion of their own. All their opinions have been given to them by their master.
Okay.
The delivery system they have developed for them.
Yeah, in some way this is normal, you know, until you get maybe 25, 30, you actually... repeat things that you have heard from others. It's the imitation period of life, let's say.
We are actually supposed to become adult at the age of 13 or 14.
No, I don't think. Biologically, adultry is not the same as mentally.
Mentally, you should be an adult by the age of 14.
14?
Yes.
I don't think so.
History tells you so it was always like this previously.
You know, the difference is that people previously lived shorter lives, so they had harder lives.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They did, and they didn't have the chance at all, you know, to get to a, let's say, mental state of reflecting about their lives. They were always absorbed by working. I'm talking about the working people, of course, not about rich people. I think this is the time...
my great-grandfather, he lived to the age of 94 or something. He was a poor farmer.
Yeah.
His wife died in childbirth, though, giving birth to the sixth child. A lot of people got old before. This is a part of the programming that people had. So if you were living inside the factory towns, you had a short lifespan. But if you're living out in the sticks and working as a farmer, you didn't die young. Okay.
Yes, that's one point, yeah. But I wanted actually to say that people had no reason to become interested or to have even, you know, the choice to become interested in what's going on in the world. And they didn't even know where the other countries were, how big the world is, you know. After the Second World War, it became mass consumption stuff. And we are actually the first generation, I mean generation that were born in the 50s and the 60s. I think we belong more or less all there in that period. We are the first generations that had this possibility to detect, to investigate, to learn, to reflect about the knowledge, you know, of our history, etc. And most of the people didn't use this chance. I agree with that. But it was also because it was not propagated. It was only propagated to consume, to work, to have privileges against other parts of the world, in Europe at least. I mean, the arrogance of middle-class people that are becoming better in their social status is one of the most disgusting things that have ever happened in history. And now they are paying. Maybe it's karma. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I think that was a good point for you. And middle class people in the UK, wow, are they smug? Smug is the word, you know?
Smug, kind of okay.
Like, yeah, smug. Mm-hmm. It's close to arrogance.
They're not going to be so smug when they lose all their fucking money and get kicked out on the street.
was it not part of education, though, their indoctrination?
Yes, surely also.
My grandmother was born in.
That they were taught that they were the cream of the crop just by being English, that everybody else was beneath them.
Yes, I'm not so much talking, you know, about the consequences of having been born in a society that is more wealthy. You know, I'm more talking about the point that these generations had so many possibilities than, for example, my grandmother or my grandfather, which, by the way, were very poor villagers in a small whatever village in northern Greece. They had such a hard life. They never had any chance. They never even went to any city. And then the generations after, they had choices and they used them for the wrong.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You know, for example, my parents were the generation, they left this life, which was very hard, but they owned land, they had animals, they were free. They didn't have electricity, they had to bring the water with the donkeys. I experienced that life also when we visited our grandmothers and grandfathers.
Mm-hmm.
But they left all this and went to Germany in the 50s and early 60s in order to create a better life, which as a child, it was neglecting the most interesting, the most important things that the world has to give.
You mean like being in the city And
no, I mean like being with the children, playing, being nice to them, being in nature, being with the sheep. Yeah, going to the river with the grandmother, etc. They neglected all this stuff. They negated it in order to buy refrigerators, potato machines, this electric stuff that came out in the 60s, all this consumer stuff, and to build houses where nobody's going to live anytime
soon.
Right.
Well, again, it was indoctrination because I've spoken to older people and, you know, who grew up on farms, and they were told that, oh, it's dirty to be a farmer and you got to go to the city because it's more sophisticated and the smart people are there and you're evolving if you go get away from the dirt, you know, you're wasting your life as a farmer because that's low life, you know?
This started in the 1800s.
Yeah, it was not considered, or at least they pushed everybody. I'm sure it was indoctrination of some sort.
Social engineering, though.
I'm not sure where it came from, but they got the message that you were looked down upon if you were a farmer or if you lived on a farm.
It's like it's like this in Asia now, which was like in Europe 100 years ago.
Yeah, even though they don't recognize that autonomy or that...
Is that me?
Materialism doesn't give you happiness, by the way.
Right.
They want the shiny,
like she was saying, the refrigerators and the washing machines and the cars, the baubles, the fur coats. Remember the fur coats, for crying out loud?
all the stuff that is outside of yourself, you know, which is not relationships, not feelings, real life, but just everything is outside, everything.
Right. I'll bet you it came from the royals because they were, you know, living up there.
Listen. Making a difference is what that matters. I understand all the material stuff, girls, houses, cars, making a difference. And I think everyone here on Fakeologists are doing their best to make a difference. And, this COVID-19 thing is knocked me for six. And I'm just glad you guys are part of this. And I just can't believe that the world has bought into this, you know, and there we go.
Well, yeah, I like
my,
said
it. My hey, two cents. That's just my
it's
two
It's
been
sentence. A long time. Hey, they've been pushing us, the nudge factor, you know, little by little we've been coerced into thinking little black screens are important.
Okay, so let's zoom out a little bit. Let's zoom out. Welcome back, Rollo, by the way. So, so let's zoom out. So imagine you are one of the parasites running the show, okay? Do you want us around if you have no need for us?
We are obsolete in their minds.
Yeah, so try to look at it from... We could look at it from our point of view. We try to look at it from their point of view. You know?
They are pragmatic. They end justifies the means. We don't...
I try to think sometimes because I get so annoyed with not annoyed, but it annoys me that so many people are so they don't care or they're indifferent to the clear and present danger, which is
the two things you need for evil to succeed, and that this is ignorance and. Indifference.
Yeah.
That's the only two factors you need to put in the mix, and the people on top can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because
so,
you will not get any pushback.
So I try to look at it from the elitist point of view or whoever they are. What the fuck would I want these dummies around for, you know? I might take a few, so we're farmed, yeah? I think we can all agree on that.
We're tax farmed
in different regions, yeah? So
energy units in their minds.
Yeah, Yeah, so human expensive resources. Yeah, very
human
expensive.
Human capital,
ones.
They also
So in other words, why the fuck would they want us around in the future? They might want some of us who we might have a relationship with, some kind of friendship or whatever it was, but the rest of us, no. They're farmers.
We have entered into the
Jan Erik, I'll tell you one of the fun... Hey, Jan Erik, I'll tell you one of the fun things I listened to the other day was when you were talking about when you woke up and you were talking about the movie The Matrix, you know, with Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss, and Hugo Weaving. Well, Rick, my good friend, Exoteric, who's online now, works on
shut
that
up, Rollo, Rollo, shut up. Rollo,
look,
everyone knows
that.
Go away,
I'm just
go
glad,
away.
I'm just
shut
glad
up,
that
up.
That woke Jan Erik up, because Jan is one of the best voices. I loved your take on the world. And look, who cares about bloody washing machines and microwave ovens and whatnot? It's about making a difference, and I try to make it every little second count. I've got these three King Charles Cavalier Spaniels here, now that
they're
I'm taking
beautiful.
Care of. So,
they're beautiful. They're in the live stream, I think. They're beautiful. Hey, Rick. Welcome, mate. Nice to, I think it's the first time we've spoke. Hi, mate.
I've spoken to you about 5 times.
Have you?
Yes.
Although, believe Rollo, I'm blaming him. He's a dick of Evie.
Look, I'm just listening. I'm just listening. Yeah, but I have definitely spoken to you. But you were calling yourself Prescient before, now you're Richard.
Yeah, it's my first time, mate. I'm not pissing about anymore. I think your first name is Rick, isn't it? So, you know.
Yes.
I think it's more.
No, it's Richard. It's Richard as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, mate, fucking hell, you're welcome, you know, especially if you can keep control of Rollers.
A brother from another mother.
Please interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I've listened to Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I've listened to quite a few shows with Rick and Rollo, and you know, it's awesome that we're all over the globe at the minute, and it's beautiful. I actually find that quite beautiful that we've all kind of found each other. But I'm a little bit softy, but there we go.
I'd like to disagree with my dear Australian co-fakeologist Rollo in the point that he made. We are here to make a difference in this world or whatever. And I never understood this phrase. I think it is just an empty phrase, because to define a difference, you have to define a priority to which the difference exists. And I'm not defining myself, for example, in comparison to the big narrative or something. And I don't think we are here to make a difference. I think we are here to at least create one own thought, you know, or one own understanding, or something like that. I actually don't believe also that we have too many possibilities to have any kind of real serious influence in this world, because we are too small and we have the consciousness of that. So, I mean, yeah.
I disagree, Miss. I disagree.
I know.
Look, the creation is better than destruction. And, like, the destruction that is this COVID-19 nonsense is we need to resist. Okay, I understand. I can't play the piano. I tried as best I could. I'm just not very good at it. I tried a lot of things in life, and I failed time and time again. And there are a few things in life that that make me happy or joyful, and one of these things is talking on fakeologist.com. And if we're going to talk about these things, let's talk about them positively. So, if we're going to see our way out of this COVID-19 nonsense, I don't know. Should I become a politician? I don't know.
Is it too late for me? I don't know.
It's too late for any kind of politicians. They're dead men in the next round. They have no chance. The political class, is dead. Nobody can trust anyone. Or any kind
of I think Rollo, let go of politics, mate. Let go of it. I know it's a big thing of yours, but let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
But it's hard to let go, Richard. It's hard to let go. I'm just so glad my mother died 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and no, probably more than that, 5 years ago. She never had to see this bullshit come in.
Is that what you're saying?
Go again. Take two. Richard. Take two.
I'm quiet. Is it me? I can't hear Rollo anymore.
Okay. Take two, Richard. Can you hear me?
Hey, Missum, you still there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Richard?
Yes, I can.
I can hear you, Miss.
And I hear Rollo too?
I can't hear Rollo. It's strange.
You've clicked the wrong button, Richard. I was just saying my mother, died 5 years ago, and I'm glad she didn't have to see this COVID-19 nonsense. She would have been just outraged by the whole thing. Anyway,
yes,
Rick's there.
Yes.
G'day, Rick. Rick and Rollo. G'day, Rick.
Or would she? You'll find most people just believe in it. Most people believe what they read in the newspaper. She would have just been part of the story, and people like to be in this big soap opera that they've created. You're part of the drama and your solution. Wearing your mask and reporting on people. Some people have adapted to this like it fantastically, as far as I'm aware.
That's a great idea, Rick. That's a really cool idea to view it as a big performance, which gives any stupid idiot in this world the chance to play in this play.
What did Warhol say about 15 minutes of fame? I think the internet's allowed that. Facebook certainly has. All of a sudden, people think they're relevant. And they can attack and say nasty things, and all the swarming that goes on if someone's politically correct, being assassinated, like Joe Rogan's about to be, by the sound of it.
Rogan was big to be assassinated.
Yeah.
What did Joe Rogan say wrong?
Did you listen to that? He didn't say anything wrong.
No, of course, but understand what I say when I say assassinated. I mean character assassinated.
But what did Joe Rogan say wrong? He said, look, if you're healthy, don't fucking take the vaccine.
Rollo, could you just go away and don't interrupt what I'm talking
about?
What I'm saying is Joe Rogan will be taken down to show you, what's that noise in the background? It sounds like someone's puffing on a giant vape.
No, that's Miss Om. She's making meth.
No, what they're going to do is take him down to say this can happen. He may be worth $100 million on Spotify, but we will cancel him just like that, and they will. And he's been done over politically incorrect jokes he laughed at 10 years ago. So they're doing revisionary, book burning. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it looks like it may well do. They've even done it to some very politically correct types, Morrissey. Richard would know who Morrissey is, the lead singer from The Smiths, vegan or vegetarian. Yes, right. Well, he's been attacked because he stood up for Brexit. He wore a lapel they came after him in a very nasty way. And so there's a few people I've seen that no one's free. No one is going to be spared when it comes to removal for the reset by taking down all heroes. And it's probably been going on about rock stars, they'll take down all of those your favourite heroes as rock stars as being pedophiles in the future, even though some have been accepted, like Little Richard. Little Richard, Great Balls of Fire guy who married his cousin, his 13-year-old cousin. He somehow got away with it, but anyone else that did that has been attacked. But they're going to take down all your heroes bit by bit just so you've got nothing left. Nothing left. Yeah. And Evan Morrissey, like a vegan, a vegetarian, you know, politically correct university type, even he's being attacked for expressing a view that wasn't part of the narrative. So it's look out for... I'll go through.
No, just a question. So are you saying that that's also a demonstration of power that can take down your gun, etc.?
Yes, that's what I mean. It's like...
Yeah, I think...
Just because he's got $100 million Spotify account, what they did is they took 42 of his podcasts and deleted them recently. And they're going to come after him just to show he's as big as you can get podcast.
Rick,
you were trying to think of Jerry Lee Lewis, right? Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
This all sounds
familiar. Hey, miss him. Can you fix that connection?
9/11, not a show of power.
9/11 was a ritual. Nothing less. Nothing more.
Yeah.
Nothing less. That was a big ritual.
Again, I feel for your friend Pax. Richard, I feel for your friend Pax, who, poor thing, if only she gets into a car accident, gets whiplash, and then has to suffer through 9/11, and I thought I had it bad. You know, Jesus Christ.
Hello? Am I on my own here?
I'm here. I'm just, I tend to talk too much.
You're fine, mate. We were talking about 9/11 as a show of power.
Obviously it was, but they didn't actually fly anything into there. It was just a show of, you know the movie Now You See It. Fantastic movie. There's a lot of stuff in that movie, right? It's basically the illusion going to a magic performance, and they, by using deceit and trickery and... etc. You can think you've seen something, and when you actually haven't, and that was a classic example of the tower.
Rick, what was the film? What was the film again?
We had a new guy join last night, Adam, who was introduced by Lost Valley.
No, you're not talking about Adam, the writer that did produced all the Star Wars stuff. Adam.
No. I just meant Adam is new to Fakeology, .com.
He's new. I'm thinking of Adam. He used to come on our show, Rollo. He's in a wheelchair. Nice, really nice guy, and he did the Star Wars analysis.
We have had plenty of people on Rick and Rollo and Bell.
Who was he? Adam. It was Adam Miller.
Adam Curry.
I'm thinking of the...
They're not the same people. So, Foss Valley, Foss Valley?
Yes.
Yeah, from Florida,
I thought it was fantastic hearing Sean turn up on a live stream, because he's got a microphone now, and I'll give him some advice.
SMJ,
what he needs to do is turn down his sensitivity on... Because that's what was happening to me the other day.
Rick, me and Sean are going to get in the ring. I mean, we're going to get in
Rollo,
and we're going to have a
Rollo, you can't even do one push-up. You wouldn't even be able to climb into a ring to start with. So don't waste the conversation.
I'll let him punch me out.
So what I did enjoy hearing on the last show, I was listening to you last night, was a big long chat. Part two, yeah. I think. You mentioning about the Irish pub, the bottle shops doubling the price of vodka and spirits. What a nasty little trick. So that means that you've got to go to the pub to get pissed now. It's cheaper to go to the pub.
Pay over the odds, but also...
And then hand out...
It's not about that.
It's about having your vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah, so that's a trick.
Yeah, that's right. Your QR code to get in. QR code. Yeah, I see.
No, not just QR code. It's going to be digital pass. A vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Social engineering, mate. You know, I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And
just terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
But the only jab, I'm going to take
at the minute,
is I'm going to turn homosexual and I'll take a jab in the bum, but I'm not taking a jab.
I've got info stuff YouTube. I've got info stuff Clues Forum. I've got info stuff Fakeologies.com. And I've taken info stuff various sites on the web. It's just like, fucking hell, man. You know, really? Is this really happening now? You know? And especially, I don't really give a shit about myself so much, but I think have you got children, Rick?
Yeah, I've got three.
Okay. So it's like, it must be mind-bending for you, the future that could be, transpiring, you know?
I don't dwell on it like that, but
I don't mean to depress you, mate. I'm sorry.
No. Look, as I said, I've done 40 years. Everything that's happening now, I knew was going to happen 40 years ago. Literally, I've got all those books that all said this was coming. You know.
So it's
no surprise to me. I just think you either look at the fact that hopefully it won't transpire to those who are aware. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, as far as the injections go with the kids, they won't care. They'll take them. I don't think it's going to really hurt them a great deal. It's certainly knocking out old people, though. They want to get rid of old and sick people, predominantly to start with.
Yeah.
And then because they've already managed to get the vaccinations into these teenagers, the ones that come around the school and give them the HPV and... of all things, tetanus, which seems to be like why they come in. Normally, you only got tetanus shots when you went to hospital presenting with a cut foot or a nail on your foot. Now
or a bite from a dog or something
like that. Yeah, exactly. That's the last time I had one. I got bitten by a dog. I had a tetanus shot. Funny that. And.
Yeah, I bet it was a King Charles Spaniel, wasn't it?
No, it was a dog that actually, not a dog, not a lick wound, a bite mark.
Yeah, when you're talking about tetanus there, you know, the tetanus shots, I mean, you get a nail in your foot on Monday, you have an injection by Thursday, you and you're dead by Friday,
The tetanus side effect...
This God is shit tonight, so just boom.
The side effect to tetanus is...
The
tetanus
shot.
No. The tetanus vaccine is sterility in 40%.
Oh, right.
So they've already got that many people.
Wow.
So in 10 years, there's going to be that the population would have already naturally decreased down by a massive amount anyway without them having a cull. Plus they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, which I've seen one here. And my son said, there's a big mosquito on the window. I said, that's not a mosquito. They don't get to be that big. And sure enough, it was. So these big suckers that Bill Gates has been paying for the...
Rollo, let me
finish what I'm saying. Fuck off. The big mosquitoes are being released at the moment in Florida. They're releasing huge amounts. And these things hold the amount that they need to produce, pass on, there's a certain amount of people that die of malaria. Malaria is one of the most dangerous things in the world.
God, you're full of shit, Rick.
A real thing.
That's
you can't catch the virus. What's malaria? Malaria is malaria virus.
Yeah, I think it is.
Therefore, you can catch a virus.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes kill millions of people every year.
But I disagree with that, Alden. Yeah.
You disagree with malaria?
No, I disagree with that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's like herpes.
and malaria are two things that completely fuck up that argument whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the military and things like that, STDs are absolutely rife when they go travelling around to certain countries.
What are they? Right. It's a perfect example of why you can't catch a virus.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, apparently when you catch that, you've got it for life, right? Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, right. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's the same as...
Hey, Rolo.
Chicken pot.
He's there, mate.
Rick, if anyone's going to get herpes, it's going to be you because you were a young man.
Rollo, yeah. Just keep put a lid on it. I don't want to hear any
love you, man, and yeah, I'll put a lid on it.
Put a fucking lid on it. Yeah, and as I said, herpes, sexually transmitted diseases, that's a fact. That happens. People get them. And where this... And malaria is definitely one of the most dangerous things you can get overseas, in small countries. I think that the head count on malaria alone is well over most other causes of death, isn't it? Isn't it the single worst?
Oh, yeah.
And anyone that's had it, it's like this incredible fever. So it's either a parasite, like a living little tiny parasite, that gets in you and... And parasites are a thing. Parasites are real. Yeah. Be told. It's important to people to realize.
Yeah, the parasites, they start with a J.
Hey, Brillo. Good to hear you again. I couldn't hear you for ages.
Yeah, the parasites. I know Rick's talking about the parasites, and they start with a J.
There's millions.
You know the J word?
No, yeah. Rollo, fuck off.
Rollo,
hang on. Not anymore,
Rollo,
you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
That's hysteric. Feel free to come back. If not, it's...
I pissed him off.
Oh. Right. Well,
I didn't mean to, but he's a brother from another mother. Yeah.
Right, just message him because it's not fair, Because I was a journalist.
It's okay. We're good friends. And good friends tell the truth. And that's fine. And he's probably has to do some work or whatever. But that's fine. Don't worry.
I'm going to send you a track, Rollo. Hold on.
Yeah, well, can you play it? Right now?
Not just now, just hold on.
Let me play it for you. I'll go into the, you send me the track and I'll play it for you.
So it's the...
Well, just name it on air.
No, I can't do it. It's not...
How drunk are you? I thought I was drunk.
Oh, fuck off.
It was so good to have all the people in tonight. Yeah, miss them, even with her dodgy
mic. Beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And Jan Eric and...
Clever people.
So a lot cleverer than us.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Out of all the rooms I'm in...
Funnest is actually a word, joyous... was us talking with Tom Dalper before we came on air. Some of the subjects that came up in that conversation should have been recorded. we were talking about.
No.
Those little bits of corn that you were talking about?
Fuck you, Rollo. It was...
Fuck you too, man. I love you too.
No. We've got to be mindful of the women on our channel. And
nobody will be listening to this recording at this late stage unless they're a glutton for punishment. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to play it, okay? So you ready?
All right, mate. Go for it.
That's all, folks.